From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The military operation against the Islamic State group has killed more than 10,000 militant fighters in less than a year, a top U.S. diplomat said Wednesday, as 22 more coalition airstrikes targeted the group overnight in Iraq and Syria. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to France Inter Radio a day after he and officials from partner countries met in Paris with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to discuss their strategy to fight IS. Later Wednesday, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the militant group is recruiting internationally to replenish its forces.
That there are thousands of ISIL fighters that have been taken off the battlefield due to the combined impact of our coalition military airstrikes, as well as the efforts of Iraqi and Kurdish security forces on the ground. And this is indicative of the kind of strategy that we see ISIL often use, to essentially sacrifice significant numbers of foot soldiers.
The United States began leading a campaign of airstrikes against Islamic State targets last August as Iraqi ground troops attempted to push back an IS land grab. A senior Thai military officer is denying accusations he was involved in a massive human trafficking ring that helped create a desperate migrant crisis in Southeast Asia. Lieutenant General Manas Kongpan turned himself into police Wednesday in Bangkok. He made no statement, but officials later said he planned to fight the charges. The three-star Army general is the highest-ranking official to be implicated during the Thai government's crackdown on the vast people-smuggling network. The Thai government has arrested dozens of local officials allegedly involved in the criminal syndicate. This is VOA News. UN officials are calling for search operations to continue in Asian waters for smugglers' boats thwarted from getting their human cargo to Malaysia. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok.
About 2,000 migrants may still be at sea, half of them off the coasts of Myanmar and Bangladesh, according to Tom Vargas, the Senior Regional Protection Advisor for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
Most of them are either now in the Bay of Bengal, and then the other half possibly near Malaysia and Indonesia, but we don't have any precise location.
Vargas spoke to reporters Wednesday in Jakarta. Myanmar says it is set to begin processing more than 700 boat people it rescued off its coast earlier this week. Officials near the western border town of Mongda told VOA the refugees, including more than 70 women and 40 children, were being brought to an immigration center near the town of Tongbio. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
A new round of fighting between government troops and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine on Wednesday reportedly killed both civilians and combatants, threatening the complete collapse of a fragile ceasefire. Separatist sources were quoted as saying that 15 fighters and an unspecified number of civilians died in the fighting, which took place around the government-controlled town of Marinka. Burundi has postponed a parliamentary election that was scheduled for Friday, but there is no word about the controversial presidential election set for later this month. Burundian politics has been mired in turmoil since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced in April that he will seek a third term. U.S. news outlets say FIFA President Sepp Blatter is under investigation in the United States in connection with a corruption scandal involving football's governing body. News that the 79-year-old Blatter is the target of probes by federal prosecutors and the FBI came hours after he abruptly resigned his post during a news conference in Zurich. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras headed to Brussels Wednesday to plead for new aid from his country's creditors, with Athens running out of money, facing a series of loan payments due the International Monetary Fund. Greece owes the IMF $1.8 billion in four payments over the next 2 weeks, but it may not have enough money left in its coffers to make even the first payment. Experts at the U.S. Central Bank say the U.S. economy started growing again in April and May after shrinking slightly in the first few months of the year. Wednesday's assessment comes from a survey of businesses across the nation designed to give Federal Reserve officials an up-to-date view of the economy as they consider changing the key interest rate 2 weeks from now. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.